All right, y'all, it's your boy Steven.
And it's your girl Kiki.
And welcome to K&S Talks. So, what are we talking about today, Kiki?
Okay, so if you guys don't know, me and Steven are dancers, and we are on the Baker Dance Team, and we've also went to Chrissy's Academy of Dance. I went there for 16, 17 years, I'm not sure, and I danced with Steven for a year when I was there, so we've actually danced with each other for like
two years.
Yeah, this will be the second year of us actually dancing together. So this is something that's really been a part of my life, basically all my life. And I know Steven, at first it was cheer for him, and then he gradually went on to dance. And so those two things are kind of the same thing, but you know, some form of dance has always been a part of our life for a long time, and it's something that, you know, we take very serious because we're here for for dance. Like, we're being paid to go.
Literally,
go
student athletes, y'all. Dance is literally a sport. People don't be thinking we're like.
Which is something which is really cool because Baker and NAIA actually set the platform for cheerleaders and dancers to actually have the sport to be viewed as a sport. And so,
other workouts, like, everything.
Right. Like, I know for like KU and all those big schools, like those D1 schools, they're not viewed as a sport. They're viewed as like the spirit squad.
Yeah.
And so
they've never called us the spirit squad, which is crazy.
And so like this is something that I really thought was very cool, and like me coming to Baker is that we're noticed as a sport and I'm getting paid as a sport, and so I get that extra scholarship money for that.
Right.
And so I think, which is very awesome, because you know, when I came to Baker, like, you know, I was like kind of iffy, but like when you're actually competing and stuff, like, you feel that adrenaline, like, when I was, like, in just...
Football games.
Exactly.
Everything.
And, like, when I was at the dance studio, like, you know, with competing and stuff, like, you know, competitions in the dance world, like, it's okay, like, you know, when you're...
Yeah, they're
and, like,
they cool, and then you gotta sit for hours and just do nothing. It's
those kind of competitions are cool, but, like, sometimes those competitions, they get very friendly, and they try to give awards out to everybody.
To be friends.
Be nice and, like, make sure everybody has the opportunity to, so you don't really get that competition side of it.
Right.
But coming here to Baker and competing in a NAIA competition, actually going to nationals, like, it's an actual competition. Like, you get that adrenaline watching other schools compete and actually other people like dance. And so that's what I really love about the opportunity of being viewed as a student athlete here, is like I get the opportunity to compete and I'm a sport and I'm getting paid for it, and I can actually feel that rush when competing. You can feel it in your team. Like us as a team, we feel it and we're in it together, and like we're going out there and we're giving it our all. Like, you don't just kind of give it, like, you have to, like, it's something that you have to give
to. And it's like my first year of college dance ever. Like, first of all, I never even thought I was good enough to even be on a college dance team. If you really wanted me to be serious, I've only been dancing for about 3 years, so for me to say that I'm on a college dance team is just totally like out of my league. Like, I've honestly say, like, I'm a college dancer, and I will honestly say that I'm an all-American athlete. Like, I've always been my biggest critic. Like, I've always been the one to say, yes, Stevie, you can do that, but, you know, don't be trying to reach too hard, because, you know, like, it is kind of hard for you to do, like, X, Y, and Z. But I also realized that it comes with just my ability to perform, and I know that it kind of comes as, like, second nature to me, because when I dance, I feel nothing. I feel nobody else around me. Like, I'm dancing by myself. Like, regardless if I'm dancing on a team or not, regardless if I have to look uniform or not, I have something in me that maybe Kirsten doesn't have, and Kirsten has something in her that maybe I don't have, and everybody on the team has something that, of course, is unique to literally everybody, that no one else on the team has. So just realizing that, coming from, like, literally, okay, our studio wasn't all black, but, like, we had, like, a lot of black girls on our team.
And our coach was black.
Yeah, and, like, we had black staff and stuff like that. So, I mean, of course, we had others, too, but it was majority black. And so coming to, like, a school like Kirsten said, like an NAI school, or what are we? We're like D2 or something like that.
I don't know what
they're. NAI is division. It's really kind of difficult to figure it out. But just realizing that I actually came to, not to be racist or anything, because I'm not racist at all, like a PWI, like, I've never been around so many people like that weren't colored. So coming to a dance team with a lot of non-colored girls is just pretty opening, and I actually like it. Like,
it makes you more diverse, and you can actually connect with people, like, not just of your color, but other people as well.
Right.
And so, like, for me, I came from a high school where it's like, you know, basically, like, I grew up with most, like, white people. Like, I didn't really, like, come to a school that was more diverse. Right. I mean, it became more diverse because I went to the same school, like, my whole life, elementary through high school. So, I grew up with the same people. And, you know, it became better when I was in high school and middle school. But just coming from, I kind of had that balance when I was in the studio is, like, when I came to CEO because, like, there were more girls who were my color and of different colored skin. So, it, like, kind of having that balance where I went to a high school or a school where it was, like, mostly whites and everything like that. But actually coming to a dance studio where it is, like, different people of different color. So, like, having that balance and, like, coming here. And when you compete with other people, like, you get to see the different styles and different people's personality and, like, what people can do. Like, and that's what I think. I'm here at a school that, you know, where it's, like, the diversity is it's getting better.
Literally.
But, and so when I compete, though, and we travel and you get to see the different people and their different styles, like, it makes it even better. Because it
literally.
Like, and it's not like, okay, yeah, I'm here for, like, I'm here at Baker, but, like, when I compete, it's a whole different story.
Like, I feel like, when you're competing, it's not a, okay, well, when we do studio dance, it's, of course, you do go out of town and you, like, see people a couple times and you remember who they are and you remember who is everybody's, like, little favorite because they win all the awards and they're coming back next year and things like that. But with college dance, it's literally new people every year. It's new people every competition. Like, Nationals for me was the best experience of a competition at all. Like, cheer, dance, everything together because it was so many different people and everybody were, like, reaching for the same goal. So, like, everybody was, it really wasn't as, okay, it was a little intimidating, of course, because everybody thought we was fly because we was dancing to Bruno Mars and stuff. And then, of course, I mean, I'm not going to be shady or nothing, but, of course, we didn't get placed where we should have been placed, but everyone's there to literally have fun. Like, they know that they won't be able to do this forever. So everyone's mindset is like, okay, we're going to perform, but we're also going to have fun and we're also going to spend time and we're also going to make new friends, get new Snapchats, new dance videos. Like, when I tell you I've made so many friends at Nationals than I've ever made at even a huge party. Because I get a lot of Snapchats at a party, if you know who I am. But just Nationals in general and realizing that you actually get to meet new people who love to do the same thing as you, who has the same values as you, who also believe that dance and cheer is also a sport because they do it too. It's just a fun experience.
Yeah, and like, so for me, it was different. So my freshman year, it was, I wouldn't say we really didn't have, like, the kind of support where people motivated us, but it was, freshman year was kind of, you know, I want to say depressing, but it was, like, kind of, you know,
where
we didn't have, we didn't have that motivation as much as we did, and so, there were times where we would, really, you know, we didn't get the things we deserved, and we were really, you know, we were really the underdogs, like, people really slept on us and what we were doing, and so, our nationals, we didn't end up where we wanted to be, and we ended up, like, at 10th place out of 12 teams, and so that really, you know, had an eye-opening for the people who were coming back this year, and so we really wanted to make that change this year, my sophomore year and other people's upcoming year, and so coming into this year, I really wanted to make sure that we all, like, had that kind of motivation. And we didn't really
win, like,
exactly. And we didn't, like, you know, we never backed down on any opportunity to come back and kill it. Like, this year we had so much more support because of what happened our freshman year. Like, what happened to us our freshman year, like, we got played so many times. Like, coming back this year and coming to competitions, people really supported us and what we did because, like,
knew who we were. Exactly. Like, Baker Dance Team is really came up from the ground up. Like, I'm not saying Baker's dance team was trash because I honestly don't know. If you really want to be serious, I didn't pay attention to Baker's dance team until last year when Baker was my last choice, literally, because I didn't want to stay in Kansas regardless. And I didn't expect to be dancing in college in general. But I've noticed a change in, like, the dance aspect and also not the the social aspect, but kind of like school-wide, because people actually look at the dance team now and is like, wow, that's the dance team. Like, they're really cool. Like, you can literally walk around the campus and they're like, yeah, he's a member of the dance team. She's a member of the dance team. Like, we're so I don't want to say popular, but we're so, what's the word?
Well-known?
We're so well-known now that literally everyone's like, wow, let's be friends with the dance members. Wow, they're so cool. Oh my gosh, wow, they really can dance.
And it's because like we actually put ourselves out there and we're trying to be known. Like we're actually putting in that work to win a nationals or putting in the work to win a conference. Like we want this stuff to happen. And we actually are putting in that work. Like I feel like as a team who's really a dance, like we're dance. And so people don't really think of us as a sport. So we really have to show it and we really have to put in that work. And we, I think we do that like very well
like,
as a team.
Right. Like when people see us sweat, I kid you not. We go into the cafeteria. Everyone's like, what are you sweating for? We just came out of practice. And they're like, well, I mean, like, I don't get it. When I tell you, like when we explain to people, they're like, oh my gosh, wow. Like, literally, dance is a sport. Like, we sweat, we ache, we need the training room just like the football players. Like, it's really a sport. And I love being able to share with other people and I love being able to inform people on how good and how talented people on my team are.
It's something that people really don't realize and, like, how much dancers put in that work for. Right. And it's like, people think, oh, yeah, they're dancing. It's a work of art. But it's way more than that. It's something that we do for a living. Like how people do play football for a living. Like we're here for school for dance. Like people are here for school for football.
And some people want to go to the league. When I tell you some dancers want to dance in life, like there are people who want to dance.
There are people who actually want to do this for a living. Like people want to play football for a living. So it's like, it's something that everyone has to realize. And it's something that dance can help. Dance can help in any kind of sport. Like there's football players out here trying to take ballet lessons and anything. Like, there's something that dance can impact a lot of people on because dance is something that you need your legs for. You need your arms for. You need that strength to lift someone.
Your mental is strong.
Right. You need that strength in order to do some of these things. Like, you can't just be someone who has no type of balance. Like, you have to have balance. Like, you have to work to get these things. Just you have to work in order to be in shape for football. Like, you have to work for those kind of things. Like, it's something that you don't just, oh, I'm a dance, oh, I got these moves, oh, it's gonna happen. No,
literally. And
you have to train for this stuff. It's nothing that you can just do out of the bed and just, oh, I'm gonna dance and boom,
it doesn't happen like that. And it's to the point to where I don't want to lose my flexibility. I don't want to lose any of my technique that I have. I think I'm taking dance classes in the summer at this. My coach was trying to put me on something, but I'm also taking yoga right now. Like, just little steps like that because I know I need to keep, like, flexibility as you get older literally shrinks.
It goes away.
It's like a sponge. Like, you know when, like we're full of water, but then, like, as you wring a sponge out, literally that's us in dance. Like, you for real could be done, like, complete, like, physically with dance at, like, 20, at the age of, like, 24.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so, you just do so much. And if you don't do it enough or if you feel like, you just get old.
Right. Like, I'm 19 and I'm already having hip problems. Right. Like, my hip is already in pain and my knees are already, like, every time I'm on my knee, like, my knee's in pain.
And that's crazy because I used to dance circles around people. Mm-hmm. Like, when I tell you, like, endurance for days. Like, and now it's this point, like, I can make it through the dance and I'm dead after the dance.
Yeah.
And it's never been like that, but it's just literally because I'm aging. I'm aging.
And things like, I know when I was in high school, like, I know I could, like, our coach would make us run a dance like 5 times. And then like after that, we would do our next dance, do that 5 times. And then we would do our other dance 5 times.
Right.
I get tired just doing one
dance. Our high school bodies are, when I tell you, if y'all in high school right now and y'all are listening to this, your high school bodies will be worn out.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you from a dancer's point of view, I'm telling you from a football's point of view, because I'm friends with literally the whole football team. So we all are. And we're friends with the basketball team. Like every sport here has complained in a sense of, I'm getting old. Like, it's just, you don't realize that you're getting old until you stop for a while. Because, like, we was dancing, like, every day. But at nationals, right before nationals. And even just during practices, like, we did so much. But then you stop for a while and you try to get back in the groove. And you're like, wow, like, I got to keep moving. Like, we're taking dance classes or whatever because we know that if we stop dancing altogether and we come back August, we're going to be done for. Like, there's no getting – you can literally lose a lot in a couple of days.
You really can. And it's something for dance, like, you have to keep going or you'll keep losing your technique, your strength, your flexibility. And those things can gradually die down if you don't keep going. And that's how and that's basically for every sport. If you don't keep your endurance up and if you don't keep practicing and doing those things that you did back then, if you don't keep that up, all that's just going to die down. All that hard work that you did, it's just gonna go to waste. And so, like, coming here, like, I finally realized when I'm on my off season, I have to keep going. Like, during
grinding the summer, it's no choice.
During the summer, I have to keep going, because if I don't, it's gonna be like, oh my gosh, like, what is my body doing?
Right.
And so it's like, it's something that you really, really have to focus on and really, like, actually push yourself to do, because if you don't, like, you're just gonna see yourself die down and die down and die down. And
right.
Like, and when you're in a if you're a student athlete, like, you have to keep that going. Like, you can't keep dying down, mm-hmm. or you're gonna, like, literally make your team fall down. Like,
right.
You, one thing that you do, like, it can literally affect your whole team. So, like, you have to really think about, okay, what can I do better for myself, and what can I do to bring to the team and make us look better?
And right, and speaking about classes and things like that, I feel like the classes are set in stone so dancers can dance. Because when you think about it, you get, like, dancers, if you want to get dance out of high school, you have certain things you have to do. You have to go to different auditions and stuff like that, and it doesn't just fall in your lap. Like, you can't, it's really hard to just dance right out of high school. But the classes that people offer, the classes that people take, help you to keep dancing and help you to be able to move the way you did in high school, or keep your flexibility like you had in high school, do the tricks you did in high school, just being able to do, like, execute the movements that you used to be able to do. Because once you stop, like I said before, you lose a lot. Like,
you do.
It's so much that goes into dancing that losing one of the aspects literally can throw your entire, like, body off. Like Kirsten said with her hips. When I tell you, like, you have spinning discs, which are kind of like toe touches, like, it's basically like you're in a split in the air or whatever. Doing those, they look easy because you do them, but the more you do them and the longer you wait to do them, and if you don't do them as much anymore, like, it becomes harder again. There's no, like, okay, I have it now, I have it. Like, and it's the same with any sport when you think about it, because if you don't run, if you used to be on a track team and you were really, really fast, but, like, you haven't ran in, like, a month, I'm pretty sure you're slower than you were a month ago because you haven't been grinding as much as you was when you were running before.
Right.
So I just really believe that dance is something that I find a passion for, and I know Kirsten has a passion for, and I know that hopefully it doesn't leave our life anytime soon, because, I mean, wow, that would really be sad. We're still in our prime. But I know that if I don't, like, go the dance route, or I know if I graduate and I'm done dancing, that I will still have to take some form of dance, because it's a way for me to cope. Like, it's a way for me to be me, and I know that I could be myself when I'm dancing. So, and when I'm not dancing, it's like, wow, like, what else am I doing? Just laying in my bed, getting fat, eating food. Right. Like, and it's just a good health aspect. So,
and it's something that not only do I think of it as, like, a sport or something that I do, like, for, like, it's something that I've been doing all my life, but it's also, like, a mental, like, health kind of thing for me.
Right.
And it kind of helps me cope with all these situations that are in my life. And, you know, not only is that, but the music and, like, feeling it through your body. And, like, there's something that always motivates people, and that's what dance does for me, and music as well. Is that it motivates me to do better and, like, kind of, like, you know, figure out situations. And, like, you know, it helps me mentally, not as a person, but, like, you know, what I can do better with my life. Like, I actually think, like, what I do with my dance movements is what, you know, it's how I express myself and my feeling. And it's, like, nothing just more than a sport. Like, yeah, I'm here for dance, but it's also just more than that. It's something that's been a part of my life and something that's been a part of Steven's life as well. And it's something that I'm proud to say that I've, like, ever experienced in my life.
Right.
It's something that I'm happy that I did. And, like, I'm glad, like, my mom put me in the dance studio. Mm-hmm. She put me in those classes when I was younger. Like, I'm glad, like, she did that for me, because it's something that I can do, that I can, you know, feel free to do. I can let my body just move and just allow things to happen. And so, like, that's what I'm very appreciative that I am a dancer, and I'm very proud to say that I am. And I'm happy that, you know, I'm at a school that helps me, you know, succeed with dance and do more with it. And
acknowledges the fact that you are a dancer, and, like, having the ability to have a platform to start as a dancer, because I know a lot of like professional dancers start as college athletes, like college dancers or people who dance at really, really good schools. Like they become NBA dancers or NFL cheerleaders and things like that. Like when it becomes a profession, it falls off of something else and you have to start somewhere. So just being able to have Baker University's dance team as a platform and being able to put that on my resume and being able to say that I'm an All-American athlete, hopefully four-time All-American by the time I graduate, just becomes a great aspect for you to have as a dancer because it's all about experience and it's all about having the ability to communicate and also networking. So yeah. Well, guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in again to our podcast. It's your boy Steven.
And it's your girl Kiki.
And we're signing off. Bye.